This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour here of the live Saturday show. Also, we are here on New Year's Day, the very first episode 2022, so welcome to it.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, glad to have you here. And you're welcome to join us. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Still to come tonight, 3D printed suicide pods.
They're legal in, like, Switzerland, I think.
We're going to find out what that is all about here. But with you tonight, it's Ian.
Pekulis Mountaineer.
And the captain.
And Pekulis, you've been getting into a story from Newsweek about Anthony Fauci, the top medical goon in the United States. He's got a long, ugly history of doing terrifying things to people and dogs and probably some other things we don't know about. But you're getting into some of the details as to what kind of an arrangement he ended up having with DARPA. We haven't gotten to that part of the story yet, but the first part of the story is just kind of identifying some of the other lies that that he's told. So let's continue with that.
Yeah, so this talks about a fellow named Peter Daszak, D-A-S-Z-A-K, and Eco Health Alliance.
Basically a middleman who ran money between the NIH and the Wuhan lab.
Mm-hmm. Some $3 million from the NIH to go to the Wuhan lab and perform this research. From the start, Daszak has worked vigorously to discredit any notion that the pandemic might have been or could have been caused. It could have been the result of a lab accident when the media was...
It's not an accident if you do it on purpose.
When the media was first grappling with the basics of the situation, Daszak organized a letter in the prestigious medical journal The Lancet from 27 scientists to, quote, strongly condemn conspiracy theories suggesting that COVID-19 does not have a natural origin, unquote, and got himself appointed to the World Health Organization team investigating COVID origins, where he successfully argued that there was no need to look into the Wuhan Institute of Virology's archives.
So when this COVID thing first started hitting the television screens, the news cycle, and all that kind of stuff, the speculation was all over this. They're like, oh, yeah, it came from Wuhan. Of course it came out of this lab and, like, it started infecting, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, no, that's not. And now it's like, oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah, I mean, we are experiencing a rapid version of what I have grown long accustomed to, where, like, sure, in little basements across the country, we will be talking about things like, yeah, you know, they can turn on your camera without even having the little light go on.
Yeah.
And, you know, if someone outside that basement heard you, they'd be like, psst, conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. And then half a decade later, it's on the news.
Or less than that, like a year or two or 6 months even. For those of you out there who have a conspiracy theorist friend and you haven't apologized to them, you should do so immediately because they were right more than they were wrong about most of this stuff.
I want to go to the phones here. We got Reverend Ratspeed calling in. I think he's in Nevada. Go ahead, Ratspeed.
Hello. Yes, I just wanted to apologize ahead of time. I am currently sick. My voice sounds like Leonard Cohen, so excuse my way I sound.
All right.
I wanted to ask, I've been personally trying to weigh the dichotomy between the two speculative theories, one of them being the evidence pointing to gain-of-function research, and the other theory, which is that the fatality rates and the mortality, you know, the virility of the virus is lower than they're making it appear to be. And the reason why I'm weighing those two sides of it, and I haven't come to any conclusion, is because it seems odd to me that if the pandemic was the result of gain of function, what would the use be of somehow synthetically, fraudulently raising the statistics of mortality and hospitalization? And then the opposite side, which is, well, if they are trying to make it appear that more people are dying and everything from this virus, why would they need to have this conspiracy of gain of function research. And I haven't come, I was just wondering what your thoughts might be on that, because I haven't come to any.
I got a real simple thought on that. So they create this thing in a lab. They release it. They tell you it's much more deadly than it is. And that lets them scare everyone. And the reason for all of this is twofold and very, very, very simple. Money and power. So money comes from the fact that in very much the same way as people do not bat an eye when you spend an unconscionable amount of money on war, people will also not bat an eye when you suddenly print up a third of the dollars in existence because of this pandemic. So so the money angle is a big part of this. And the other angle is control. So look at all of the things that people are willing to do, the control and power that they're willing to give to a man like Fauci when he suddenly decides, you know, one mask isn't enough.
Yeah, and we were speculating during the break, too, Ratspeed, about how it's very rare that it's talked about, how the United States has sort of transitioned from the military-industrial complex to the military-pharmaceutical complex now since COVID has happened. And so medical tyranny takes a whole different flavor to tyranny than the industrial complex form of tyranny. Right, and I go back to my godfather, George Carlin. He's not really my godfather. I think he's my spirit animal. I go back to him, and he says, you know, when tyranny comes to the United States, it's going to be dressed in smiley faces and Nike sneakers. It's not going to look like it did in Nazi Germany or in the gulags or in Soviet Russia. It's going to look different, but it's coming.
And I think what be struggling with is I think you're giving them more credit than they deserve in terms of how powerful they are. I mean, when you are trying to create a super virus, you are struggling against an extraordinary system in the human immunity. I mean, it's just not that easy to create that enormous of a bioweapon.
And then let's also consider the Hegelian dialectic here. It's that, okay, suddenly they've made these, we'll call them vaccines for lack of a better word, and they're maybe kind of effective, nobody really knows, but all the side effects that are happening from them are treatable by drugs that these drug manufacturers just happen to
unless
have.
You die.
Now, of course.
If I may interject for a quick, does anyone remember the videos from January 2020 of the people running down the street in hazmat suits in Wuhan, spraying down the streets with chemicals?
Yeah, totally
insane.
Does anyone
remember those videos?
Yeah, spraying people down with chemicals. I saw that.
Weren't they like boarding up places and sealing people in with like plywood over like a business?
Claiming
and
that people were, you know, dying in the streets, which of course none of these things actually happened outside of Wuhan. So the whole thing was probably just total government propaganda from the Chinese government right there.
Now here's something interesting that it's just an aside. If anyone can go to anyone can go to YouTube and they can go to Ararang News, which is a Korean news outlet, and I still have screenshots of the times when Ararang News, which is the established news in Korea, showing thumbnails and pictures of people having collapsed so supposedly from this virus. So, and which turned out not to be true. And it's like we thought it was the zombie apocalypse, but it was more of like a cold. So that kind of makes me wonder. Do you think that the spraying down of the streets was an actual was it theater or was it an actual like, oh no, we made a mistake because this stuff is hard to control?
Well,
or do you think it was like a combination? Well, maybe it was a mistake, but now that they made the mistake, let's profit off of it.
Cui bono? Who benefits?
Yeah.
So who benefits from these images of, you know, running around in hazmat suits spraying people down? Well, that sure scares the tar out of absolutely everybody now, doesn't it?
The state benefits from that.
Exactly. Yeah. As soon as you are terrified, you will go to a quasi-parental figure to tell you what to do.
And they've been doing that for the last 2 years now. Thank you, Raspi. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. And if you think about it, you know, all these other governments of the world, these gangs, they all really benefited from the Chinese government propaganda in that case, because it really did whip up fear like nothing else I've seen. There's more coming up here. We got more on Fauci.
And I will say just real quick, judging from what I've seen in these so-called vaccines, I think that the vaccines have made this virus much worse since its release than when it was originally released.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open here if you want to join us. Live Saturday show on the very first day of 2022. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
You know what I don't like about the 2022? Was that it's pronounced like 2020 also.
Yeah, that does not bode well, Captain.
It does concern me. However, I would like to point out that it is followed by 2023.
Ooh, I like the way you're thinking.
That's good. So, I mean, I do think that it's the darkness before dawn. I think that this is, I mean, since it's New Year's, I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction and hope I'm wrong about the first part. Okay. I think that this is actually going to be worse. I think that that we have seen nothing yet in terms of tyranny. I think they're going to do everything that they did faster, harder, and worse. And then at the end, we will win, and they will have nothing left.
Love it. You know, we're going to have to go through the darkness to get to the light. The storm is going to likely get a little worse. And you know, you look at the last 2 years, and you can see that it hasn't gotten better in a lot of places. Australia, for instance, has quarantine camps right now.
So sad.
They're talking about doing the same thing in New York. Whether or not that ends up moving forward, we'll see.
Ooh, fun fact. DeSantis, in his passing the law of, like...
Florida, right.
Yeah, of, you won't have those vaccine mandates here. Well, he snuck into the law that they absolutely can quarantine you.
They could force vaccinate you. I saw that. We talked about that last night, I think.
Ah, nice. I must have been the second half of the show.
Might have been two nights ago. Anyway. Yeah, they it's right in there. It's just, you know, not the first part of the bill.
Oh, apparently. You mean DeSantis isn't our superhero?
No.
Almost like politics is not going to be our salvation.
Indeed. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, though. First up, Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Yes. Have you guys ever heard of oligo technology? OLIGO, and it's concerning vitamin absorption.
No, I have never heard of this. What is it?
Doesn't that literally mean evil technology?
But what is that, Greek or Latin? What do you know about that? Is that do you know the root word? It's actually a technology. They got a patent on this. So what they do is they wrap the vitamins with the protein and fiber molecule, and that does help with the absorption into the body. And as far as I'm concerned, I think it does work. It is effective.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I was mistaking oligopoly for cacistocracy.
Oligo means few or little.
Yeah. Oligopoly is ruled by very few. Cacistocracy is ruled by the evil. So sorry about that.
They claim it's patented the way they bind minerals to organic compounds. Oligofructose complex to mirror the way they're naturally found in plants. The result, oligo minerals are scientifically proven to provide up to 4 times greater absorption than the minerals in leading grocery store brands. So they're doing something to, you know, give a little uptick in vitamin absorption.
So they claim. Now, we have no idea if these claims are true or correct. Are you a representative for the company that has patented this, Sarah, or are you holding stock with that company?
I'm just a consumer. I'm just a customer.
Uh-huh.
You know, my friend, he's a representative.
And so this is a network marketing company, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay. So I don't know a whole lot about this particular company. The corporation is called Melaleuca. They've been around for a long time. They're one of the more, I guess, well-known network marketing companies out there. So you are somebody who believes in this particular product, right?
Oh, that's correct.
Why? Why do you believe it? Just because he told you something about it, or do you feel like it has helped you in some way?
Well, you know, the thing is, I have been taking this, and I do feel the difference. Mm-hmm. I do feel the difference between the other vitamins. I would have to take 3 capsules as opposed to 1 of these. And it does work. It does kick in a lot stronger. And I just, I've also noticed that my muscles and my thighs and my arms, they're really strong, and they you know, they
you know, taking, you know, vitamins doesn't make you strong, right? That you have to actually work out in order for that to happen.
Well, if you're vitamin deficient, you will be weak. In fact, that's how vitamins were discovered, was a thing called beriberi, which literally translates to weak, which happened because they had just established the use of polished rice or white rice, because culturally white was considered a more pure and good and divine, etc. thing. But the thing about polished rice is that it lacks all of the natural vitamins, as we know them now, or vital amines, that brown rice has. So that was actually how they discovered these vital amines, was through vitamin deficiencies causing weakness.
So what you're saying, Peakless, is that if you are deficient, you will be weaker than if you are not deficient, mm-hmm. but still, you generally want to actually, like, exercise, right? Well, like taking vitamins isn't a solution to you know, being strong.
Well, that depends, actually. So if your weakness is caused by vitamin deficiency, then taking vitamins will be the solution to being weak.
Hmm. Well, there you go, Sarah. You've actually got a pill you can pop that'll make you strong. How about that?
If you're deficient.
I've also tried their St. John's wort. Their St. John's wort is got this oligo technology, and I could really feel it. All the St. John's wort I've ever tried, I never felt any happier. I never felt any different. It was just a waste of money. But with this thing, I was feeling happier. My mood was changing, and it's very powerful. And I think this company, they have about 40 patents. I'm sure.
Well, all of these corporations that are in this particular field, you know, some of them are pretty scammy. Others, they may actually have a legitimate product. They may actually have legitimate technology. But really the question is, have there been any independent studies done on this stuff, or has it all been commissioned by the corporation?
Well, and with this particular company, they don't disclose their prices until after you've created an account.
Oh, nice.
They have a disclaimer that says, located in terms of use, Melaleuca State, that it does not warrant the accuracy and completeness of the materials at this site. Melaleuca may make changes to the materials at this site or to the products and prices described in them at any time without notice. The materials at this site may be out of date, and Melaleuca makes no commitment to update the materials at this site. Information published may refer to products, programs, and services that are intended for use only in a specific country. It may not be used or relied upon in any other country. This article that I pulled up goes on to say it's had some complaints, you know, just to be devil's advocate. They have a few issues that consumers have mentioned in reviews, but the complaints consist mostly of having to become a member, and something about being a member gives access to products. But there's a minimum payment that customers have to make to stay a member,
mm-hmm.
and that's the complaint that most folks have against this particular company.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. She's definitely somebody who has been taken in by, I believe, network marketing companies in the past. They're very persuasive operations. And again, I'm not saying this tech is fake. I don't know. I've never looked into it. I've never even heard of it. But a lot of these companies, they don't really have a whole lot to back themselves up that are independent as far as studies are concerned. Usually, they sell their products.
It's a big problem with nutrition in general.
Yeah. Usually, they sell their products based on people like Sarah who believe in the product and they're therefore, they have a good experience with it, but they don't actually have any real, like, studies to back it up. It's just all case studies and personal stories, which it's not the same.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fast-moving wildfire spread by high winds has torched Boulder County, Colorado. Thousands of people escaped by running for their lives. Officials say it's very fortunate only minor injuries have been reported so far. Dave Hope is the police chief in Louisville.
There may be covering hazards, including areas that are still hot. Please be sure where you are stepping and reaching are safe to prevent injury.
At least 1,000 homes have been destroyed. Investigators are still trying to find out the cause of the blaze. Officials say there was some minor damage when a tornado hit Hopkinsville, Kentucky. A few businesses and at least 3 homes were damaged. One person who needed supplemental oxygen was taken to a local hospital due to widespread power outages. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration has extended operations on the International Space Station through 2030 to enable a seamless transition to commercial space stations. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson announced in a statement that NASA will continue working with the European Space Agency, Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, Canadian Space Agency, and also Russia's State Space Corporation, Roscosmos. Earlier this month, NASA awarded $415 million to 3 companies for the development of commercial destinations in space. Blue Origin, aerospace company NanoRox, and aerospace and defense company Northrop Grumman. In April, NASA awarded close to $3 billion to SpaceX to continue the development of the first commercial human lander, called HLS Starship, which will take astronauts to the moon before someday taking humans to Mars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind here at the live Saturday edition of the show. We got more on Anthony Fauci coming up. We're going to get back
more
into
more on.
Yeah, indeed. Although he seems pretty intelligent, right? Like he's been able to.
I wish Anthony Fauci was a moron.
He's been taking advantage of people for a very, very long time, and we can continue with him. But also 3D printed suicide pods. That story's on the way. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. But first, I do want you to know about Intercoin. We've been telling you about how they can help any business or organization launch their own currency and raise money using their own token. And Intercoin has its investor token available now worldwide through an exchange, which is called XMarkets, exmarkets.com. You can sign up there with just an email address and keep your privacy intact. You can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies there, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. Buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, David.
I want to demonstrate some more interesting facts about judges in New Mexico.
All right.
New Mexico is notorious for being in government nepotistic and incestuous. And in previous episodes of your show, I brought up one question in particular. Judge John J. Romero Jr., a longtime judge in the state of New Mexico, now retired, who failed either negligently and or maliciously to follow the instructions written by Roderick Kennedy, Wexler, Bustamante, and Kennedy in my unanimous decision win against M. Monica Zamora at the New Mexico Court of Appeals. Now, one specific question about Judge John J. Romero Jr. in the state of New Mexico. John J. Romero entered the UNM Law School, which is kind of a center of this nepotistic, incestuous activity, in my assessment over 14 years of studying them quite closely. So he went to UNM Law School. He was admitted, and he graduated, given a diploma, and then the New Mexico Bar admitted him to the bar, and then the state of New Mexico, through whatever mechanism, the AOC, the Administrative Office of Courts, or somebody hired him as a judge, or somebody appointed him as a judge, and he met the qualifications. However, previous to becoming a judge, or previous even to becoming a lawyer, Judge John J. Romero Jr., who illegally trafficked my children, as I proved in that decision, was an air traffic controller. And he volunteered to be an air traffic controller and to receive compensation. And in that air traffic controller contract, there was a no-strike clause.
Okay.
That is law. It is not a private business. He broke the law when he went on strike with PATCO and was fired by President Reagan. Then he went and became a lawyer and a judge. Now, under ethics, if not law, how do you become a lawyer and a judge when you blatantly violated federal law?
Well, that's an interesting question. Was he convicted of violating the law or just fired from his job?
Fired from his job. There was a law that says you cannot strike, and he struck, and he was fired. Now, and that's an ethical, if not a legal, violation. How do you become a lawyer and a judge if you did that?
Well, like you said, you got to know the right people. And I suspect that, and thank you for the call tonight, I suspect that if you brought this up to the Bar Association, they would come up with an excuse to protect their own.
Right. And when it comes to governments, this statement is almost universally true, if not universally true, and that is the cost of being wrong is never paid by the wrongdoers.
That's right.
So in this case, what David's talking about from New Mexico, the guy did do something that violated, you know, ethics or even, you know, legal terms. He violated some sort of law, but nobody prosecuted him.
That's right.
And thus, he never had to pay.
There's no record.
There's no,
ultimately,
yeah.
I mean, there's no criminal record.
Right.
There may be the record of him being fired from that position, but I'm just saying that's probably what they would say, right? Like if this were brought in front of the Bar Association, they would use some kind of excuse like, oh, well, you know, he was young, he was in this this organization, he violated the rules, but it wasn't a criminal violation, so he's been a good judge, we're just going to keep him sitting right where he is.
And
that's
even,
what they'd say.
Even in, like, egregious violations, you know, a policeman, you know, assaults somebody out of the blue for whatever reason, and, you know, they get prosecuted. And let's say, you know, the person who was violated wins the court case against this officer. The officer doesn't pay.
No, taxpayers.
Taxpayers pay. So the wrongdoers are never held accountable for doing the wrong.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
Kind of reminds me of legislators that knowingly pass unconstitutional laws that the courts eventually, after someone can prove that they have actually lost something, so they don't get thrown out of court, and they go through all of the whole thing and say, oh, yep, that was an unconstitutional law, which... the law doesn't even get removed at that point, and it certainly doesn't ever come back to the person who passed a law against the Constitution, giving them the authority to pass laws.
They don't even get removed from office, let alone charged with anything.
Right. Which, sounds to me like that is literally a conspiracy.
It is.
Let's get back to Fauci, where there's definitely a conspiracy going on. Indeed. More than one, it seems Indeed. Like. What else did you want to share from the Newsweek story about his skullduggery?
What Dajak didn't reveal at the time was that the Wuhan Institute of Virology had been using the NIH grant money to genetically engineer dozens of novel coronaviruses discovered in bat samples, and that he knew it was entirely possible that one of those samples had contained SARS-CoV-2 and had infected a researcher, as he conceded to the journal Science in a November 17th interview.
Oh, that sounds like a smoking gun of sorts.
Yeah.
It does, in fact. And the trouble began in May of 2016 when EcoHealth informed the NIH that it wanted to conduct a series of new experiments during the third year of its five-year grant. One proposed producing chimeras, which that just means a combination between two animals, made from one SARS-like virus, and the spike proteins, which are which the virus uses to infiltrate animal cells, of others. And
so they're looking to make a chimera a virus.
Precisely.
Okay.
Precisely what they're doing. They're taking two very different strains of virus. Okay, well, this virus is deadly, and this virus is infectious. I'm going to put the infection agent of this virus, which is what the spike proteins are, onto this virus.
We'll see what happens.
You know, for the good of all mankind.
Right.
Yeah, it's like they're playing with Legos.
And testing them in humanized mice, which had been...
What is that?
Good question. Which is mice that had been genetically engineered to have human-like receptors in their lungs.
Interesting, because I've always opined that Fauci, his appearance, is that of a mousy man.
And a traitor to their people, I guess.
I wonder if he's related.
It does make me wonder. And I am having a little bit of Douglas Adams flashbacks here.
I've got the flashback to that 80s series V, The Visitors, where they'd eat the mice. They're a mouse. They'd eat them whole.
Do give a mouse a vole out of your pocket.
Sorry, I digress.
These mice that have been genetically engineered to have human-like receptors in their lungs, making them better stand-ins for people, when such novel viruses are created, there's always a risk that they will turn out to be dangerous pathogens in their own right. Another risky experiment involves the MERS virus, although MERS is lethal. It killed less than 900 people, and both experiments seemed to cross the gain-of-function line. NIH program officers said as much, sending Dajak a letter asking him to explain why he thought they didn't.
And what is the gain of function line? Well,
when you cause a virus to have a new function.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. And especially what they're pointing at is if you take a virus that doesn't infect humans and you get it to infect humans, you know,
you
like a bio-warfare thing, then you cross the gain of function line.
And so they accuse this guy of doing that and ask him to answer for it, basically?
And I'll have to tell you what he said when we come back.
All right. More coming up here, 603-283-6160. If you want to comment, you can join us. It's free. Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. If you want to join us, you can. The number 603-283-6160. Want to say thanks to Garbage Man, who is a Free Talk Live supporter via the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. We got our own Patreon now. We used to do our kind of roll your own AMP program where we had our own system, we had our own credit card processor, and then the credit card processor decided they didn't want to deal with us anymore for some reason after more than a decade of having no issues whatsoever.
Operation choke point.
No customer complaints whatsoever. Could have something to do with the FBI raid on our studios. Who knows? But they got rid of us. And so we had to blow up the old system, and now we got the Patreon over at amps.freetalklive.com. So thank you, Garbage Man, for joining us a silver level supporter there. That means he's doing $5 a month.
Isn't that great, though, that like something that you put a bunch of time and effort into, you know, a decade ago to make go and make happen? You know, I've done this with like bands, right? You put up a band website and you're like, oh, we got to sell t-shirts somehow, and like, you know, deal with like an e-commerce or a PayPal button and write that code into your website, and you have to go through all this stuff just to like sell a freaking t-shirt, right? You know, and now you've gone through that with like all the old, and like now you don't have to do that because there's somebody else who's done it all like for you, and it's easy for you to plug in, and you know.
Yeah, it would have been nice if we didn't spend $20,000 on web development trying to do it ourselves.
I agree wholeheartedly. I agree wholeheartedly.
Patreon didn't exist correct. When we started in AMPS.
But. Right, but so now some time has gone by, and technology's improved, and now there's an app for that.
That's true.
Yeah, there's even competition because a lot of people got shunted off by Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites is Locals. They're carrying a lot of the people that that Patreon kicked out.
Okay, so. Good. Good to know. I'll ask you about that again if Patreon gives us the axe.
We'll see how many years this one
lasts
for.
Would not surprise me.
So you can bring up whatever you want. The number 603-283-6160. We've been talking about Anthony Fauci and some of the dirty dealings that has been going on under his administration, under his, I guess, tutelage in the federal government, and he's got some sort of agreement with this middleman named, what was his name?
Dajak.
Dajak.
D-A-S-Z-A-K. Of EcoHealth Alliance.
He is taking money, millions of dollars, from the federal government and using it to do research of a questionable sort on whatever it is they're doing in the Wuhan lab.
So. Mm-hmm. Both experiments seem to cross the gain-of-function line, and in his reply, Dajak argued that because the new spikes being added to the chimeras were more distantly related to SARS and MERS than their original spikes, he didn't anticipate any enhanced pathogenicity or infectiousness.
Okay.
He offered that if any of the chimeric viruses began to grow 10 times better than their natural viruses, which would suggest enhanced fitness, EcoHealth would immediately stop all experiments, inform the NIH program officers, and together they'd figure out what to do next.
Apparently they're figuring that out. Lock people down, destroy their liberties.
Well, to their surprise, the SARS-like chimeras quickly grew 10,000 times better than the natural virus, flourishing in the lab's humanized mice and making them sicker than the original. They had all the hallmarks of a very dangerous pathogen. And the Wuhan Institute of Virology and EcoHealth did not stop the experiment as required, nor did they let the NIH know what was going on. The results were buried in Figure 35 of EcoHealth's Year 4 Progress Report delivered in April 2018.
Are you guys familiar with Star Trek, The Trouble with Tribbles, specifically?
Yeah, vaguely, yeah.
These little furry creatures, and they just start multiplying until they overwhelm everybody and everything. That's what this sounds like.
Yeah. And while they didn't report this to NIH, the NIH didn't investigate either and signaled its enthusiasm for the project by granting them another $7.5 million 5-year renewal. Hmm. As damning as the NIH grant documents are, they pale in comparison to another EcoHealth grant proposal leaked to the online investigative group Drastic, in all caps, in September. In that 2018 proposal to the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, a Pentagon research arm, EcoHealth sketched an elaborate plan to discover what it would take to turn a garden variety coronavirus into a pandemic pathogen. They proposed widely sampling Chinese bats in search of new SARS-related viruses, grafting the spike proteins from those viruses onto other viruses they had in the lab to create a suite of chimeras. Then,
isn't that what they were already doing?
Oh,
so they went to DARPA with
they had these viruses mm-hmm. that they had grafted these spikes onto,
yeah.
which made it 10,000 times more virulent mm-hmm. and worse symptoms. But they wanted more viruses to do this with. They
needed, and more money.
They need a bunch of new bats with other viruses.
Okay.
Well, no, they already had the new $7.5 million.
Yeah, but now they're going to DARPA. So they're going to DARPA doing the same thing and saying, hey, we're doing this research. We could do it for you.
We were researching, you know, because we were doing vaccines. But, hey, don't you want us to find out what it takes to create a pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
To actually create the pathogen that would cause a pandemic? And it included getting a whole bunch of new viruses and doing this all over again and testing them on the humanized mice. One piece of the proposal was especially Strangelovian, which if you haven't seen Dr. Strangelove, I suggest it. For years, scientists had known that adding a special type of cleavage site, quote-unquote, to the spike could supercharge a virus's transmissibility. Although many viruses in nature have such sites, neither SARS nor any of its cousins do. EcoHealth proposed incorporating human-optimized cleavage sites into the SARS-like viruses it discovered and testing their infectiousness. Such a cleavage site, of course, is exactly what makes SARS-CoV-2 wildly more infectious than its kin.
Okay.
That detail was the reason some of the scientists initially suspected SARS-CoV-2 might have been engineered in a lab. And while there's no proof that EcoHealth or the Wuhan Institute of Virology ever actively experimented with cleavage sites, and EcoHealth says that the research was never conducted, the proposal makes it clear that they were considering that step as early as 2018. Hmm.
And that was in their proposal to DARPA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the NIH and EcoHealth have asserted that none of the engineered viruses created with the grant could have become SARS-CoV-2. On that, everyone agrees. The viruses are too distantly related. But the detailed recipe in the DARPA application is a blueprint for doing just that with a more closely related virus. Hmm.
Well, I mean, a government agency would never lie, so obviously we should totally believe what they're saying here.
And I'm having a little bit of...
They can always be trusted to do the right thing, too.
Always.
No matter what.
When have they ever done the wrong thing?
I can't name a time.
I'm having trouble reading my notes here, but long story short, DARPA said it was too dangerous.
Wow.
Yeah.
The military actually turned them down.
Yeah, the Defense Advanced Research Project, yeah, the research arm of the Pentagon said, no, that's too dangerous.
Wow. What they were already doing.
Yes, what they were already doing for the NIH. The National Institute of Health in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They took these plans and said, hey, we should expand. They took them to DARPA, and DARPA went, no, there's no controls on this. This is too dangerous.
Wow.
So let's just take everything you've told us thus far, Peakless, as a fact, right? That this is what and they didn't do research to, you know, create the COVID-19 or whatever. But it came from somewhere. So perhaps something that they were doing did mutate. And then it became infectious to humans.
Maybe. Or I think what they want people to believe is it just happened on its own, which could have happened, right? Like, I mean, we are just talking about a mutated cold, right? I mean, the coronavirus, the cold is a coronavirus.
It's true.
And what they're saying about this new Omicron variant is that it's basically got the symptoms of a common cold.
Yeah.
So... that's what everybody's freaking out about. There's literally people now standing in lines. There was a news story the other day about people passing out in lines because they were waiting for hours outside just to go and get tested for this thing, yeah. Even though it's like not even as serious as the previous one, which wasn't that serious.
Who's clogging up the health system now?
Apparently the system itself, because they fired a bunch of nurses.
I'm just saying that it's ironic that there are people who are... you know, this fear-driven.
Yeah, it's crazy.
To a point where, you know, they used to say, oh, it's the unvaccinated that are going to clog up. Well, and now it's the people who are after the next booster that are clogging up the system.
In this case, people are just lined up for testing. I mean, like miles long of lines, from what I can tell.
So yeah, to finish this up, DARPA rejected the proposal, listing among its shortcomings the failures to address the risks of gain-of-function research and the lack of discussion of the ethical, legal, and social issues.
They just went right on forward.
Even DARPA thinks that what you're doing is morally wrong.
The number is 603-283-6160. Now, is suicide in a suicide pod morally wrong? And I think some people have an opinion about this. We'll get up to it in our...
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.